Blog Talk Radio.
Can use it to do what he said. Deliver his word into his head like two in the head. Blue and red, white flashing lights light up the night. Fiends inside of a building light up a fight. What do you sell? Plus you got a brother in jail. You would rather be there than to suffer in hell. What do you tell? Kids, you ask, why are we here? What's up with all the drama and why all the fear? I always hear people talk like evil is fun. Evil is good, but what about the evil outcome? You know this can't be the way. This canvas we paint, it can't just be blamed on the powers that be. The artists on us, we draw what we lust and cause the corruption and problems we see. We need to pray, stay, build, chill, walk the talk, the spark the holy culture. Live, speak with meekness, sneak out and weaken. Spark the holy culture. Visualize this, visit these lives with such vivid design, which of course gets distorted and vicious demise hits. The streets will put a tear in your eye. Life is so unproductive, you're here then you die. Bucks growing up fast, pockets blow up with cash. Can't even read the sign that says slow up or crash. Throw up your stash, hope that you're the one who enjoys all that your hands worked for when you was employed. You and your boys have turned into you and your men. Time has passed you by and ruined your trends. At 2 and at 10 o'clock, hands on the wheel. Life is bumpy road, can't handle it still. Manage your bills as best you can, test up your skills. Without cheating to get by, test up your will. Blessing your meals, thankful that you got what you need. Knowing that you was tripping and you not on your dean. Watching your seeds grow into what you forgot. Fucking off shots, on the corner clutching their crotch. Young girls with cash proud cause they got rich quick. But can't even be proud of how they got it. I know I talk like I'm old, I walk by the cold. I'll spark up a whole generation of youth to tune in the God. Bump these tunes in your ride. Soon we'll be alright, long as we facing the truth.
All we do is pray, stay, build, chill, walk the talk, the spark the holy culture.
All we do is live,
speak with meekness, speak out and weaken. Spark the holy culture.
Satan is to be sincerely contemplating. Time is wasted, waiting for legislation to pass. Inner cities neglected while education is lax. Facing the blast of cold winds, holding in heat. Breaking ties with old friends, hoping to meet someone who rightly wins the title of friend. Who can revive us and make us vital again? But he ain't hard to find. He left behind a trail of truth like gold nuggets, leading people to the old rugged. Your soul loves it when you understand the situation. We're slaves to sin, but in the day of salvation, about facing is taking place and we're making haste when we see the Lord in his glorious grace. And I hate when people make decisions on religion from behind the curtain, flirting with death when no provision has been made for. When this life is over, that's why I like Jehovah, because he makes eternal life doper. I hope you don't have to wait in vain, choosing the wrong one to save you in this spiritual dating game. Ask questions, find out if the one you're choosing won't have you losing. All in the name of paying dues, man, behind the door I choose. Elohim waits for me and my fellow teammates to finally meet Christ, scream hello dream dates, and live happily ever after in the afterlife, knowing that only Christ suffices as the sacrifice. And that's a nice way to say it, but even still I bet the world won't play it. Hey, it'll be sweet like raisins, kissed by the sun's rays when we praise the raised sun, all because the sun rays. It'll be sweet like raisins, kissed by the sun's rays when we praise the raised sun, all because the sun rays.
All we do is pray, stay, build, chill, walk the talk, the spark the holy culture. Love and learn, we work but don't earn, patiently wait our turn.
While we spark the holy culture,
all we do is pray, stay, build, chill, walk the talk, the
Yeah, what's crackling? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening, that will listen. Everything like that, man. Appreciate it, man. We go live every Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. You know what I mean? Ripping the Lord Jesus Christ to the fullest. You know what I mean? Letting him rip through us and exalting Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Today's topic. Your free gift. Your free gift. Yeah, I know. You know, today, when people offer something free, you still end up having to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? On the back end or whatever. Okay. Your free gift. God don't want to give stuff free, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to work for this. We messed up, and Jesus already paid the way. You know what I'm saying? Made the way. He fixed it. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. But before we jump into it, y'all know how we do this thing, man. Let's open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you and your people, Father. I pray that you would come in today and take over the broadcast, lead and guide us in the way that you have us to go, Father. I pray that you water the seed that will be planted today and let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom, Father. Let your will be done. You get the glory from this broadcast, and please be pleased with our praise. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebukes you, and I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah, we up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Got your homie Oasis on the line. Today's topic, your free gift. Your free gift. Yeah, if God say something free, it's free, man. I mean, you ain't got to pay for it. Now, if humans say something free, think about it. Ain't too many humans going to give you nothing for free because they always want something in return or want something back and this, that, and the other. But God is not like humans. Humans are to reach and try to be like God. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, just going to keep on moving, man. You know what I'm talking about? So make sure that you're not blaming God because of something that some humans did. You know what I'm talking about? That's even in the churches and stuff like that. Don't separate from God because the church don't hurt you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, God don't hurt you. He helps you. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real. Your free gift. Your free gift is salvation. S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N, salvation, which is God's free gift. God's free gift to you. That's right. Given to you free. He paid it all. Jesus finished it. So salvation is God's free gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sin to you, to me. God's free gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sin. This free gift is given to us when we believe that Jesus, who was 100% God, 100% man, when we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again. Now I got to scratch the record. Yes, sir. Let's get into it, all right? Salvation is your free gift from God, all right? God's free gift is salvation. Salvation is God's free gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sin. This free gift is given to us when we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again. And I'm going to put this out there too. Jesus is and was 100% God, and he was 100% man. Now he's just immortal. Yes, sir. He's immortal. He do what he want. That's right. But Jesus, when he was on this earth, he was 100% God, had the whole holy nature, and he was 100% human. You know what I'm talking about? Living in the sinful body. He didn't commit any sins. You know what I'm saying? But he lived in this fallen nature. You know what I'm talking about? But he still was perfect. All right? So when we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again, that's when we receive this free gift of salvation. Now, as soon as we believe in Christ Jesus, we are saved from the penalty of sin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The penalty of sin is death. All right? So we are saved from the penalty of sin because Christ is the life. All right? As we grow in the Lord, he continues to free us. It's a process. You know what I'm talking about? As we grow in the Lord, you're going to grow in him. He continues to free us gradually from the power of sin. Yeah. The penalty of sin is death. The power of sin, yeah. Things I don't want to do, that's what I find myself doing. The things I want to do, I find myself not doing it. The power of sin. Yeah, and we all got a sinful nature as well as we have a spiritual nature. All right? So someday, real soon, Jesus the Lord will save us from the presence of sin. Yeah, that's the sinful nature. Someday, Jesus the Lord will save us from the presence of sin. Someday, real soon. You know what I'm talking about? So salvation, which is God's free gift that came through Jesus, and we receive it by faith in him, all right? And salvation saves us from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and from the presence of sin. Yeah, that's what salvation does. It's a whole process. It's more than just deliverance and more than just overcoming. You know what I'm talking about? It's a whole process of things. You know what I mean? God freely freeing us gradually. You know what I'm talking about? Making us overcomers. You know what I mean? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and by the word of our testimony, telling what Jesus did for us, what God does for us. You know what I'm talking about? God with us. His grace and mercy follows us all the days of our life. Yep. God with us. His grace and his mercy follows us all the days of our life. Now, without further ado, let's go ahead. Y'all know how we do, man. We jump into these scriptures. Keep them scriptures on deck. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Psalms. Let's go to Psalms, the 96th chapter. Psalms, chapter number 96. Again, shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you, man, woman, children. You know what I'm talking about? You up in here, man. Let's go to Psalms, chapter number 96. We're going to read verse 13. And before I read, as always, we encourage everybody to get into the whole word of God for yourself. The Bible is this. I mean, no matter what people say to it, do to it, whatever, the Bible still standing. And I mean, the Bible takes up for itself. It speaks for itself. Come on, man. This is the word of God, no matter what you want to look at it as. You know what I'm talking about? A man wrote it, and man left stuff out, and man manipulated, whatever. Do you really think that humans can change something that the Almighty has to say? True, they can teach it wrong, but come on, if God got something to say to you, he going to say it to you. So when you face him on Judgment Day, you ain't going to have no excuse, no reason. All right? Psalms chapter number 96, verse 13 says, "For he is coming." Yes, "for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth." Yeah, I'm gonna read it again. Psalms chapter number 96, verse 13. "For he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth." He coming. He coming to judge the earth. "He shall judge the world with righteousness." So if the world is unrighteous, then it's gonna be a problem. "And he shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth." He's the truth, man. You know what I'm talking about? He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Never said he was another way. You know what I mean? He give you free will. You can choose to live his way or live the wrong way. It's either Christ's way or the wrong way. It's either Yahweh's way, or the wrong way. You know what I'm talking about? No in between. No compromise, no nothing. Jesus will be here sooner than you think or expect. Believe that. Yeah, Jesus will be here sooner than you think or expect. All right? We got more scriptures. We're talking about your free gift, which is salvation. You know what I mean? God, his free gift of eternal life and forgiveness. Eternal life now. That's more than enough by itself. And forgiveness of our sins. All right? Then salvation, you know, as we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again, then, you know, Christ begins to save us from the penalty of sin. And as we grow in the Lord, he continues to free us, power of sin. And someday real soon, Jesus the Lord will save us from the presence of sin. All right? So Jesus will be here sooner than you think or expect. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. I know we got more scriptures. We're going to read Ecclesiastes, a few scriptures out here. Then we're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back at you. This is When Hip-Hop Meets Thug Christ. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. Ecclesiastes, let's get it. Ecclesiastes, we're going to chapter number 7. Ecclesiastes is right after Proverbs. Psalms is a very good book to read no matter where you are in life, no matter if you're a beginner or you've been walking with God for a minute, you know, for a long time or whatever. Psalms, the whole book of Psalms is very great. I mean, anybody can read from that, you know what I'm saying, and understand it. You know what I'm talking about? All you got to do is want to know the truth. But Psalms, that's very encouraging, and it picks you up and gives you the joy and everything you need. All right, so Psalms, Proverbs, and then Ecclesiastes is right after Proverbs. All right, and Psalms was mostly written by David. He wasn't the only writer, but most of the Psalms were written by David. And then Proverbs was written by David's son, Solomon, King Solomon. Ecclesiastes was also written by Solomon. All right, so we go into Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, and we're looking at verse number 18, well, verses number 18 through 20. And it says, it is good that you grasp this, and also not remove your hand from the other. For he who fears God will escape them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers of the city. For there is not a just man. Y'all pay attention to this. This is Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 20, it says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. Yeah, this is what the Bible say, regardless of all those other folk that I'm keeping the commandment, I don't sin. This, the Bible says, Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 20, and even in Romans it says it too, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. Ain't nobody perfect, man. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody is perfect. I mean, no human is perfect. But God, our creator and heavenly father, he's the perfect one. Yeah, we see him, his perfection in Jesus the Christ. He manifested it. That's how much he loves us. He didn't have to come down here and do that for us and let them folk do all that to him and die for us. He didn't have to do that. He could have wiped us all out. Noah too. But God is a God that's full of mercy, and he gives us hope, even in a seemingly hopeless situation. So, there ain't nobody on this earth who does good and don't sin. That's why Jesus said you got to fight and let your flesh die daily. Got to go against the flesh daily, man. You know what I'm talking about? Salvation is all a process of freeing you from the penalty and the power and the presence of sin. How you going to be perfect when you got a sinful nature? You know what I'm talking about? That's for all humans. We got a sinful nature. We got a spiritual nature. Okay? So if you cannot be perfect if you got some imperfections in you. I don't care how many commandments you keep. The two greatest commandments is love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then love your neighbor as yourself. That fulfills all the law and the prophets. Yes, sir. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. One more verse in Ecclesiastes. Let's go to chapter number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, and we're going to read verse 9. We're going to get a song at you, and we'll be right back with some more of this word. You know what I'm talking about? Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11, and verse 9, it says, rejoice, O young man, in your youth. See, we already read that ain't nobody that does good and don't sin. You know what I'm talking about? That'll help. I mean, if people do that, man, they won't be judging folks. Because the Bible tells me if you judging, then you're not a doer of the law. If you judging, looking at somebody else's fault, then you ain't even doing the law yourself. Because love is the fulfillment of the whole law. God is love. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. He didn't ever say, you'll know my disciples by how many commandments they don't break. You know what I'm talking about? It's way more than 10. And even if you keeping, even if you focused on the 10, you're messing up somewhere. You're breaking one of them. And if you break one of them, guess what? You're breaking all of them to God. You know what I'm talking about? Ecclesiastes number 11, chapter number 11, verse 9 says, rejoice, O young man, O young human, in your youth. And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. Yeah, do what you want to do. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. We'll read it again. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 9 says, rejoice, O young man, in your youth. Or rejoice, O young human, in your youth. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. Do what you want to do. But know that for all these will bring you into judgment. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening as we going in. About to get to another song, man. But first, hold on. I got to see Wanda. Yes, sir. Wanda, Evangelist Wanda. What up, Wanda? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? What's up? Oh, I couldn't even hold it no more. You know you saying that word this morning. You pitched it right on time. You know,
we are so blessed
to have Jesus as our Savior. We are so blessed to know that one day we will be absent from the very presence of sin. Don't worry about our sinfulness. But as long as we live on this earth, truth is, there's no way you can sin. There's not one way that you can be free from sin as long as you're of the flesh. But our Father, but God, has gave us grace and mercy. But God has let us know that no matter what you do, I'm still your Father, and I still love you, and you are still redeemed. That's a blessing. Oh, Lord, I just had to shout on. I had to hit one to let you know that you're saying that word. You saying that word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Appreciate it, man. It's all for the glory of God. Appreciate you tuning in, Wanda. Appreciate you checking in and everything, too, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic is your free gift. Yep, your free gift from God, man. When he say free, he means free. Ain't no catch to it. You know what I'm talking about? For sure.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Enough. take a seat for a sec, please listen up. The Almighty got a plan, way bigger stuff than wasting life in the back of a prison truck. We at a time where it ain't much time left. Got these kids in the streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less. Can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a chance, I'm a real man to man up, cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth of mankind to ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in the loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go. Cause I know that
it don't matter. You know what I mean? If nobody on the earth does good and does not sin, because everything going to be all right, because God already made a way for us to escape. You know what I'm talking about? He got a free gift for you. You ain't got to be perfect to get that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yes, sir. Shout out, much love to all those that's listening. All right, check it out. Let me make an announcement right quick. All right, today we're doing our first summer concert. You know what I'm talking about? June 21st, 2014 at 5 p.m. Give God Some of Your Time hip-hop gospel concert. Yeah! You know what I'm talking about? Give God Summer, S-U-M-M-E-R. Yeah, Give God Summer Your Time hip-hop gospel concert at 5 o'clock today. Free concert, free food, Capitol Gateway Apartments. Yeah, the new Capitol home, should I say. But the address is 89 Woodward Ave, Atlanta, Georgia. 89 Woodward Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. Bring swimming gear if you want to jump in the pool. You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to be out there, man. Plenty of stuff for the children to do. You know what I mean? We're giving glory to God. We don't want to get all focused. We're going to give all glory to God. You know what I'm talking about? No matter where we go, on this broadcast, during the week, or when we do concerts, we always going to focus on giving glory to God and exalting Jesus Christ. And then we'll let him handle the rest of the stuff. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't worried about no rain. I told somebody, they said, what you going to do if it rains? I said, man, I praise him in the rain because he's
you
worth
better
it.
Say.
You know what I'm talking about? He's worth it, man. Ain't nothing but some rain. He control the weather. You know what I'm talking about? I praise him in the rain, huh? And that's for real. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. The phone line lit up. Who did it? 404-246. You on live. What's up? With Hip Hop Meets Christ.
What's happening, man?
What it is, man? Who that be right now?
Preacher boy.
What it is, King? What's happening with you, man?
No, man. I turned my phone on. I call in at the right time. I was just calling in about to say something about it, man. About today.
Yes,
okay, I hope all everybody right. Come out, man. Don't let the rain stop you, man. I'm from Florida. We
yeah,
part
yeah,
of
yeah.
The rain there anyway, man. So the rain ain't going to stop us. No.
Right. Maybe out there.
Only thing I worry about is that chlorine, man, because I'm allergic to chlorine, so nobody throw me in the water now.
we just hit you with a couple of water balloons then.
So much love, everybody. Come out today, man. It's going to be some good old fun, man. Kick off summer with God, man. Ain't nothing
yeah,
better
right.
than that, man.
Right.
Kick off your summer with God. The first day is
right.
The first day of summer, and we going out with a bang in Jesus' name. So everybody come out today, man.
The whole KOBG family should will be there. We hope to see y'all there.
Right. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Appreciate you tuning in, King, and chiming in. You know what I'm talking about? Do not push Preacher Boy in the water. We're going to have some problems. I got your back, Preacher Boy.
We will.
You know what I'm talking about? Thank you.
Jesus going to heal him.
You said Jesus going to heal him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. For sure, man. We going to be out there, man. Have a lot of fun, man. Plus, man, ain't nobody saying nothing about no rain. It said 30% chance of rain, but I asked. Usually it don't rain when it's 30% chance anyway. But I asked my father, who does control the weather, I asked him, you know what I'm saying, handle that weather for us, Father. It's your concert, and it's your weather. So if it rains, I ain't worrying about it anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's his. Yeah. We
Amen.
We live and have our being in him. Ain't no separation. You know what I'm talking about? This man want to separate church and state and all this. Ain't no separation from God, man. How you going to separate from God when he is in every breath? That you
breathe.
I feel like I'm in church on a Sunday.
You on fire.
I feel like an old preacher up in here, Wanda. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good
yes,
show,
sir.
Man.
Preach.
Yes, sir. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic is your free gift. Yeah, your free gift. Now, you know, you walk by some booths in the mall and stuff, and they be talking, offering you, hey, you want a, what kind of cell phone you got? You want some free? Sir, you want a free phone? I said, it's free. What I got to pay for? Because they're going to give you the phone free. You got to pay for the service. Or they're going to give you the phone free, and then you're going to pay for it on your first bill. Uh-huh. Y'all ain't slick, man. Acting like Satan. You know what I'm talking about?
That's that
when
trickery.
God says free, that's that trickery. Right, right. Right, that's true. Tricks are the enemy. But when God says free, he means free.
Indeed.
I thought God's so powerful,
yes.
He says free, and it frees you. You see what I'm saying? When
yes.
He says free, his word frees you up. That's how powerful the
yes.
Almighty is, and y'all sitting up here acting like Satan is better? Man, please.
Hallelujah. You bring
Satan. Get this
Who
deep.
Say?
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Your
Hallelujah.
Free gift. Your free gift is salvation. Salvation is God's free gift to us of eternal life and forgiveness of sin. You know what I'm talking about? And we can get this, we can obtain this free gift when we believe that Jesus died for us and rose again. It's how cliche this and other, but you got to believe him for yourself. Personal. Yeah, get your own personal, real relationship, active relationship with God. Through Jesus the Christ. Ain't no other way. Kill all religions because they'll get you killed. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody believing one devil, but then when it comes down to God, how many religions? Get out of here. Go back to hell with all that religion, Satan. Yeah, believe that. And your demons and stuff like that, man. If it's only one devil, it's only one God. But we believe that. Well, how you going to believe the already defeated enemy, though? Now, see, this the same slickster that got angels who was up there with God, seeing God in all his glory, worshiping God. He the same moron that got angels to turn their back on God. Now, if he got the angels who was up there in heaven to turn their back on God, what you think he doing to the humans?
That's
anyway.
It. Now, don't
believe
know
Jesus
any way
today. That's right. Speak on it. Want to go ahead.
Say it. Yes, that's the trick of the enemy. It's just like you just said. What God sets free is free indeed. What he gives free is free. There is no hidden agenda. It is definitely truth is free. I love that because one thing we know, man, they say they give away something free, like you said about the phone. It's a trick. It's something behind it.
Right.
It ain't never,
right.
It's something. It's a hidden agenda. But God, when he set free, when he give free, it is free indeed. He is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man of confusion or trickery, but that's Satan who does that. So we know that when God set free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. That's right. The S-O-N. We ain't talking about no S-U-N. The S-O-N. If the Son of God sets you free, you shall be free indeed. All right? So You receive this free gift from God of salvation when you believe that Jesus, who is 100% God, 100% man, died for us and rose again. And as soon as we believe in Christ Jesus, we are saved from the penalty of sin. Right now, as soon as you believe, you ain't got to worry about getting punished for sin no more because you believe in Christ. You know what I'm talking about? He wiped your slate clean. And he the judge. And he the Lord. Come on, man. Who's Satan if he going to blame you? You know what I'm talking about? These folk write records and give you a record and stuff down here, but the records from the police and all that stuff right there don't even reach heaven.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Forget what they say about me. You know what I'm talking about? Screw that. Oh, I want to know what God say about me, how he feel about me. You know what I'm saying? Because these other humans, these are other humans that got a fallen nature, judging other folks, giving time, doing this, that, and the other to other people. Get out of here, man. You know what I'm talking about? But when we believe in Christ Jesus, we are saved from the penalty of sin. Now, the penalty, right, the punishment, death. That's what the punishment, the penalty is. All right, as we grow in the Lord, he continues to free us. See, it's a process. He continues to free us gradually from the power of sin. Yeah, your sinful nature outside, on the outside, everything in the world caters to your sinful nature. So he frees you from, it's powerful, man. When Adam and Eve messed up, the sin came in and sin brought death. But as you grow in the Lord, he continues to free you gradually from the power of sin, all right? He already wiped out the penalty. Then he's going to come back and free you from the power of sin, so it don't matter. That's why when we mess up, we confess up. When you mess up, you go to the throne boldly, and you find
that's right.
You know, God, he's going to clean you up. He's going to forgive you. He's going to clean you up and refresh you. Wipe your slate clean.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, this ain't no license to sin. Like, I can sin and then just go to God, and he's going to forgive me. No. Because you can't do that to someone that loves you. You know what I'm talking about? But this is giving you room for repentance. You know what I'm talking about? When you mess up, go to the throne boldly. Don't be ashamed. Don't hide yourself like, Adam and Eve, we got Jesus, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey.
So someday, real soon, someday, somebody say real soon.
I'm real soon. Ha.
Someday, real soon, Jesus the Lord will save
Hallelujah.
Us. From the presence of sin. That means your sinful nature going to get wiped out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God with us.
Yes.
His grace and mercy follows
grace
us all the days of our life. Every day you wake up, there's mercy and grace waiting for you. Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
You still want to rock with Satan? What? Man, please, let's go to the next verse. Acts chapter number 14.
Hallelujah.
Let's get it. Acts chapter number 14. Again, we say, get into the whole word of God for yourself. Ain't going to be no excuses. You study the word to show yourself approved unto God, not humans. All right? So get into the word of God, man, the whole Bible for yourself. It don't matter if you understand everything or not. Stay in it. And when you go search for the truth, and God will reveal the truth to you because you can't hide from him. You know what I'm talking about? You can't hide from him. Ain't no secrets to God, y'all.
Amen.
Even the secret meetings, guess who at the secret meetings that they be having? Y'all might be hiding it from the public, but guess who at God is everywhere at the same time. Everywhere on the earth. He in every breath we breathe, every human. Come on, man.
Yes.
Man, y'all better sit down. The Almighty, we just some of his children over here. You know what I'm talking about? But the Almighty, he going to deal with you because he ain't dead, man. You know what I'm talking about? He's alive and well, and he still remember what you did to his son. Acts chapter number 14. Acts chapter number 14. All right, we're going to start at verse number 15. Well, first, let me give you a little background. It was Barnabas and Paul, who are followers of Christ. They went somewhere and they did a miracle where God did a miracle through them, and then the people of that town or country, they started looking at them as they were God. They started looking at Paul and Barnabas like they were God. Now, see, this one we have to be careful. Just because God uses you mightily, don't get beside yourself and thinking it's you. Because Paul and Barnabas, they told him, all right, in verse 15, this is where we at, about to pick it up. Acts chapter number 14, verse 15 says, and saying, this is what Paul and Barnabas said, men, why are you doing these things? And we trying to worship people. You know what I'm talking about? We are also men. Look at this. We are also men with the same nature as you. And preach to you that you should turn from these useless things to the living God, who made the heaven, all things that are in them. You know what I'm talking about? He made that. Now, you scientists, y'all want to be so bad and big and want to do this and duplicate God. You know what I'm talking about? Now, okay, let me tell you something. I heard this before in my life. Scientists or humans decided to have a man making competition with God.
All right?
So God said, okay, we can do this. Let's do this then. You know what I'm talking about? So the humans, the first thing the humans go grab, Wanda, is some dirt. That's what they grab, some dirt. And guess what God told him? He said, put the dirt down. Let's see you make your own dirt. You got to make your own dirt. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Because we thinking we did that and the other, but you can only make stuff out of the stuff that's already created by God, the source.
Amen.
Everything else is resources. You think you better go make the sea. Right. Go make the sea. You got to make a pool or a lake or a pond. You can't put the sea, man. Yeah.
Every resource you use, God gave it to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Better know that. So these people over there, they were really worshiping idols. You know what I'm talking about? They were idol worshipers. You should have no other God before me. They were idol worshipers. They were worshiping idols. You know what I'm talking about? It was a bunch of idolatry. You know, American Idol. Uh-oh. Is this thing on? Can you hear me now? Let me make sure this on now. Yeah, I said American Idol. Yeah. Yeah, right. Let me get back over here. Verse 16. Verse 16 says, the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all the things that are in them, verse 16 says, who in bygone generations, the past generations, allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. He allowed it. Verse 17 says, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness. We just read in Ecclesiastes, do what you want to do. Let your heart lead you. Do whatever you have. Do what you want to do. But just know that God watching you. Uh-oh. That'll put a little feeling in you like, I can't do this. I want to, but I can't even. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And even if you mess up, confess up. Verse 17 says, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good. He gave us rain from heaven. Think about it. We just talked about that rain. God controls the weather. He gave us rain from heaven. He watered the whole earth. He watered the whole earth from the top and bottom. You get dew, and you get, you know what I'm saying? You get dew, you get rain, everything. Plus, we got to see, you know, all that when he rained out the first time. You know what I mean? It says he gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season. Yeah, I'm talking about every year, fruit growing, vegetables growing. Farmers or not. You know what I'm talking about? God got some fruit trees, he got some vegetables. Yeah, he do it. All right?
Yes,
now, he gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Who you think been taking care of you? Who you think gave you the power?
Hallelujah.
Right. He gives us the power to get wealth.
Yes.
Yeah, who you think taking care of you?
Hallelujah.
Who do you think wake you up in the morning? My alarm went off, but you got to be alive to hear the alarm.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Tell us again. That ain't
word. I said, you got to be, before your alarm goes off, you got to be alive to hear your alarm. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Ain't no separating God from nothing, man. We bringing them all the way back. He bringing himself back. That's what he do. He killed him, but he came back, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
We don't die. We multiply. Let's go to John.
Amen.
Let's make scripture out of the way. John. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. Appreciate that, man. Woman, children. Today's topic, your free gift. Talking about salvation and the whole process, freeing you from the power and the presence and the penalty of sin. Jesus does that. John chapter number 5, verse 24 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word, believes and believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life. This is Jesus talking now. I'm going to read it again. John chapter number 5, verse 24 says, most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly now, that means no doubt, I say to you, he who hears me, he or she who hears me, hears my word and believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life and shall not come in judgment, but has passed from death into life. Look at that, man. Passed from death into life. Spirit and truth worshipers, stand up, man.
Yes.
We call you out. Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about? Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let's go one more chapter right quick. Let's go to Acts, the fourth chapter. One more verse, a few more verses right quick. Then we're going to take another break. Acts chapter number 4. We're going to read verses number 11 and 12. Acts chapter number 4, verses 11 and 12. And Acts, see, it says the Acts of the Apostles in the Bible and everything like that. That's what they called it. But these are actually the actions of God through the apostles. You know what I'm talking about? The actions of God, his acts, through his people. You know what I'm talking about? So the actions of God through the apostles. You know what I'm talking about? Because we don't have power on our own. And if you do, that's iniquity. If you're using it on you, that's iniquity, yeah. You're over there for the devil. Yeah, we cut and dry, plain and simple. Ain't no compromise either. Either you're right or you're wrong. That's it. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Acts chapter number 4, verses 11 and 12, it says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders. You know you are builders. That rejected this stone and putting up, you know, the so-called all-seeing eye, which is the eye of Satan. Man, nigga can't see everything. I don't care how he tried. That's why they shooting up satellites and all this stuff in the sky to try to keep tabs on you. But while they are watching us, guess who watching them? You know what I'm talking about? God don't leave us hopeless, man. Yeah. They watching us, God watching them, and guess who spirit and truth worshipers watching? We watching God. Because Jesus said, watch and pray. So we watch God. We see what's going on in the world, but we don't focus on that. We focus on everything in his Bible. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Because this is, the whole world crumbling, but this Bible still standing. Ooh, my goodness. Stand by itself. You know what I'm talking about? Acts chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Yeah, he the chief. Yeah. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven. No other name under heaven. Not Muslims, not Catholic, not all that other, any other. Not, ain't no other name under heaven given among humans by which we must be saved. No other name on earth that can do what the name Jesus does. There is no other name on earth that can do what Jesus does. Yeah, you don't believe me? Go out there and say it. Say it wherever you at now. If it's some people around, you're going to see. Because Jesus, them five letters are so, it's so
powerful.
Yes, sir. That's just like saying the God. The God. Jesus,
yes.
The God. Yeah.
Jesus.
Believe it. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Juan, you got something else you want to say to the people? I have to go find another song right quick.
Yes, go ahead now. You said it. You said it all. Jesus. Something about
right.
The name Jesus, powerful name. It kills all the demons. It makes them tremble because Satan knows he can't mess with that. He can't touch that.
Right.
And it make them tremble because he knows that he needs. That is so powerful. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, you got a word today. Hallelujah. That's all I can say. I'm fed up over here because Jesus is in the midst. You hear me? Like you said, he
right.
Every breath, but I know that name. That name, it saves and it heals and it delivers and it sets free and it's a gift. And I thank God for him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew, boy. on fire.
Thank you, Jesus. This is with God, Jesus Christ. Today's topic, your free gift from God. And he means free. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, ain't no catch. We'll be right back in a minute.
Like no other man, God gave me faith, now I'm stretching like a rubber band. Into your spirit, pressing like a muscle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah, thanks for those eternal years. Devil had a chance, yeah, now guess we'll turn it in. Listen, Jesus, draw the people, geek God and turn it here. Bobbling and wobbling, the servants while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the service stack. Antichrist took the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah. So as well, don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like the baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words, I'm stating facts. And anything that you can get to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistines. Put the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord.
Since a little kid, but it's all because of you, Lord. Nothing on what I did, how I lived. And yeah, been some mail along the way. People come in singing their friends and ain't intend to stay. How they play? They perpetrate a fire, why they ain't low. Betrayed so many times that my back look like Django. From all these backstabbing, wanna be friends. There's really demons in the sky trying to plot on my hand. They got a price on my head. They say they want me dead, trying to make me live scared. Lord, but that ain't what you said. You said, no, I perform against a child with prosper. They act just trying to pollute the crowd with Oscar. But I know who I serve. They idolize with no verb. And I refuse to bow down on anything that in your world is absurd. How they try to keep me from your throne. Yet you turn every rock that they throw into my step of stone. You know,
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistine. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me. Put to the enemy, put them under me. Put them under me, Lord, put them under me.
Of Calvary, but I will sense he's knocking at the door of your heart. Go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the maker. This is the final call.
Question, where do you wanna
to go. John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost, eternal life in heaven with more. Can you ask for power that is born eternally? Salvation is mine, thanks to his blood that has made me free. Never departing from his holy presence, the essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing, we see this lesson given by inspiration of the Spirit. His voice is heard beyond mine, I pray you hear it and draw near it. Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? Without Christ, I hope you know. I can hear the final call, no more, say no more. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, no more, say no more.
She blameless because that's my child. They done came to the throne of grace boldly and confessed
their faults. Now I done forgave them, and I cleaned them up and set them free again. Yeah. That's the wheat. The wheat and the tare growing together. The wheat and the tare growing together. The wheat was sown by God. The tare sown by the devil. You know what I'm talking about? So your two natures, wheat and tare. You know what I'm talking about? And God said, let both of them grow together, and I'm going to separate them. You know what I'm talking about? The same for the sheep and the goat. You know what I'm talking about? You can look at your own sinful nature. The sheep is the spiritual nature. The goat is the sinful nature. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. We up in here, man. There is no other name on earth that can do what Jesus' name does. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's the truth. Ain't no other name on this earth that can do what Jesus' name does, man. Yeah, I know folks be, here's a Hebrew. Hebrew didn't have a J in it. So you speak English. If you're going to be Hebrew, take your behind over there and live with the Hebrews. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
But over here in English, and who's to say that God did not choose English to be the universal language of the whole world? You know, the universal language. Because I know everybody trying to learn English. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, everybody trying to learn English. So Jesus, God put that power in Jesus' name. Yeah, his name Yahshua, too. You know what I'm saying? He put the power in Jesus' name. Now, if you ain't come up on Yahshua, I mean, don't be sitting up here knocking Jesus. We ain't want no Jew in the Hebrew, but you speak English, bro. What you sound like? Jesus is the one who saved you. His name is Yahshua, too. Yes. You know what I'm talking about? So Yahshua, Jesus, yeah, both on the same. So I'm not knocking you for saying Yahshua. Don't knock me for saying Jesus then. You know what I'm talking about? Because like I said, Jesus is the English version and the power. You know what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. For sure, woman and children. Let's go. Go ahead. Why don't you say?
Yes, I said everybody knows Jesus, even the ones who speak Hebrew. Like you said, everybody speaks the name Jesus. It said in the Bible that everyone was going to say J-E-S-U-S.
Right.
They didn't say that they didn't even say they were going to say Emmanuel. They did not say that they were going to say Yahweh. They didn't say none of that. The Bible, which is the word, which is the truth, said that every tongue will say Jesus.
Jesus.
So I'm going with that one, because like you said, we don't know what God wanted the universal language to be, but we do know in the Bible it stated, it didn't say Yahweh, it didn't say Buddha, it didn't say Muhammad, it didn't say nobody but Jesus, and that's what we know to be the truth. So if they don't get it, they better get it. If you don't know Jesus, you better get to know him. That's all I can say about that.
They're right.
The truth shall set you free. There's nothing behind that but the truth. There's no agenda. The truth is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way you will get to heaven if you confess and believe with your heart Jesus Christ, not nobody else.
That's right. That's right. Now, I got to correct you, though, Wanda. It does. Now, Yahweh is the name of God. That's God. You know what I'm saying? It does say that in our Bible and everything. But the point is that, you know what I mean, if the Hebrew Bible and the English Bible or what have you are saying something different, then, yeah, we got a problem. But ain't nobody stepped to me yet and proved that it's saying nothing different, because I hear plenty of folks. Man, in Hebrew, this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, do the Hebrew Bible and the English Bible, are they different? I know they're written in different languages, but they're just like somebody speaking Spanish. They might call them, you know what I'm saying, something else in Spanish. Go ahead. Go ahead, Juan, I'm listening.
Listen, I had the same problem once before. I was in the parking lot at Family Dollar. I'll never forget it, and I was talking about Jesus. And young man came to me and was telling me about Yahweh and about the Hebrew, and we were saying it wrong, and this and the other. And I'm going to tell you, like I said, I agree with you. I don't dispute it. There are different ways to say God's name. You can say Yahweh. You can say Emmanuel. All those mean Jesus. But the Bible did not say that it's going to be said in no other way. It specifically said in the Bible.
No other name.
And no other name but Jesus. It did not say, because even in the Bible it named Jesus as no other name. Jehovah Rapha, you get what I'm saying? But it didn't say that you're going to speak Jehovah and all knees shall bow and every tongue shall confess to Jehovah. It didn't say it. It said Jesus.
Yes, sir. Say it again.
Jesus.
Say it one more time. Jesus.
He said Jesus.
Yes, sir. Like I said, that's
so we have
God.
To know that, well, we need to be the truth. The truth is the Bible, the Word. So we have to go with it. We know that in the Bible it states that he's been, his name is all above every name. It said
that's
that,
right,
Jesus.
They're right now.
And said
if
that
you want scripture on that, that's Acts the 4th chapter. Start at the verse 10 through 12. That's what it said. There is no other name on earth that can do what
just
Jesus'
read
name
it.
Does. Yep.
I'm just
Acts
saying.
11 through 12. You're right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's so much power in Jesus' name. That's why, you know what I'm saying, God didn't even, he didn't even put the power in his name. That's the point you was making, one. He didn't even put the power in his name. He didn't even put the power in God. You can't get saved in God's name. You got to get saved in Jesus' name. Yeah,
in Jesus'
no
name.
On earth that
no
can do
name.
What Jesus' name does. You know what I'm talking about?
And that's why he specifically said it. He specifically, he's specific. He's specific in the Bible about the name of Jesus. That's why I sat in that parking lot with that man for an hour. He pulled out his Hebrew Bible, and I pulled out the Bible. And I told him, you do not care how many times you show me that. I'm going to go with what I know to be the truth. And what I'm going to tell you is I'm not knocking what you believe because it's still saying Jesus is our Savior. But,
right. But don't tell me not to say Jesus, though.
But it's calling him by something else. No,
right.
You won't be saved by saying Yahweh. You won't. Mm. The truth is the Bible says you will only be saved by one name. It does not, even in the different versions of the Bible, Common English Version, King James Version, Common Bible Version, it doesn't change the name of Jesus. Only in other different types of Bibles, like even in Spanish, it says Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish Bible, say Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So if you don't know Jesus, you better get to know the name of Jesus, because without you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
And that's real. It said amen.
It.
I couldn't say that no better, evangelist. You see that? That's the evangelist over there. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Ephesians. Let's go.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Ephesians
2. Ephesians chapter number 2. We're going to start at verse 8. Ephesians chapter number 2, starting at verse 8. And it says, for by grace you have been saved. By grace now, you have been saved. What is grace? Something from God. Mm-hmm. For by grace you have been saved through faith, your faith in God. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not of works. Not of keeping the commandments, least anyone should boast. And that's what you see going on now. They think just because they, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal, they think they perfect. You know what I'm talking about? But it's grace that saves you. You know what I'm saying? What about thou shalt love? Mm-hmm. That's what all the whole commandments teach you, how to love God and how to love people. They sitting up here thinking the religious part is teaching me how to behave. No. It's teaching you how to love. Love God.
Right.
Love your neighbor as yourself. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. Not of works, verse 9 says, Ephesians 2. Not of works. At least anyone should boast. Y'all boasting in the church and running folks off from the church. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But you're thinking you righteous. Uh-huh. Man, please.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10 says, for we are his. We belong to him. We are his workmanship. Created.
Uh-huh.
He created us in Christ Jesus for good works. This is what we created for.
Uh-huh.
Which God prepared beforehand, Wanda. I'm talking about before. Prepared, mm-hmm. You know, that's before. Prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
I'm talking about your steps already ordered by God.
Already,
prepared some folks that ain't going to bow down to Satan, that ain't going to bow down to the system, that's not going to bow down to what humans say. You know what I'm talking about? That's going to stand 10 toes down. Like my homie Genesis say. You know what I'm talking about?
Talk.
Swing on Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Because if he's in your face, you got to swing on him and knock him down, knock him out,
and then you stomp on him because that's where he's supposed to be at, under your feet, standing 10 toes
Amen.
Down on top of Satan. Because we're more
Amen.
Than conquerors through the Christ,
yes.
Jesus. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Titus, let's go. We going. We moving right along. Shout out much love to all those that's listening. We moving right along. Titus, let's go. It's right after Timothy. Titus got about what? Three chapters.
Three.
So, Titus chapter number three then. Let's go to chapter number three. Titus chapter number three, starting at verse 4, it says, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works, there it is again, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to what? His mercy. He saved us. According to his mercy, he saved us. When he opened to wipe
yes.
the whole earth out, he looked through
Ooh.
Mercy and found Noah. One person. Man, come on, man. That hurt me. I'm sorry, Father. Because when God
yes.
made the whole earth, he made all the humans, he was finna destroy the whole world. The world became wicked, man. God, just imagine that now. You created these
yes.
just to worship you. Now everybody doing what they want to do and forgetting about you. And then you look on earth and only found one person, but he still spared us because of the one person, Noah. I saw
yes.
he made all these people. They start multiplying this, that, and the other, and only one person was found righteous, man. Come on. This the heart of God, y'all. One person. You know what I'm talking about? All right, he saved us. According to his mercy, he saved us. Verse 5. Titus chapter number 3. Through the washing, this is how he did it, through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. See, regeneration. They take the re off and make us focus on generation. Renewing. You know what I'm talking about? They take the focus over there and put new. Ain't nothing N-E-W under the S-O-N or S-U-N. Nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
Verse
okay.
6 says, whom he poured out on us abundantly. Look, he did it abundantly. He poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit. See, they be okay, this kills it. Because they be acting like you got to speak in tongue in order. That's the evidence. That's what they say. This is the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living in. That's what they say. My Bible ain't told me that.
Yes.
Now, speaking in
Hallelujah.
Tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit, as well as prophesying is a gift of the Holy Spirit, as well as healing. So you mean to tell me we going to sit up here and argue over the Spirit, like over the speaking in tongue? You know what I'm saying? Taking speaking in tongue and prophesying is even greater than speaking in tongue. Because when you speak in tongue, you're edifying you, unless you can interpret that thing. You know what I'm talking about? When you speaking in tongue, you're edifying yourself, but when you're prophesying, you're edifying the church. Now, these folks up in Texas, you got to speak in thinking they deep. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit, man. How we sitting up here arguing over gifts of God? That gift of the Holy Spirit. Because according to Titus chapter number 3, verses 5 and 6, he renewing of the Holy Spirit, he saved us through the washing and of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. It didn't say you got to do nothing else for. How you going to get God and Jesus and then got to do something extra for the Holy Spirit, man? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are the same God.
Hallelujah.
Man, this is getting good right here. It's getting good to me. All right, verse 7. Christ our Savior, verse 7 says that having been justified, you already been justified, one. Already justified. Already justified. That having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Heirs, inheritors of eternal life. Well, first you get the hope. You're hoping, and then you're going to get it. Hope in eternal life, then you're going to get it, man. You know what I'm talking about? That's for real, man. So according to God's mercy, he saved us. According to his mercy, he saved us.
Yes.
You know, God has mercy. He's full of mercy. I'm talking about abundant
in
mercy. I'm talking about King David, who killed Goliath with the stone. God, you know, slain him through David, had a good relationship with him. He got in trouble. And God said, okay, look here, bro. You're going to have to either be in my hands, or you could be in the hands of your enemy, or, you know, what have you. Let your enemy take advantage of what have you. David said, man, I'd rather be in your hands, God, because you at least you got mercy. Don't put me in human hands. They don't have mercy.
Yes.
Like I said, they making records and giving you a police record and messing up your credit and this and that and the other, but their record does not reach heaven. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Uh-oh, there goes Genesis. Fire, man, he fired up. What up, young G? Yes, sir.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's kingdom hour, boy. It's that time for that power, boy. God gave me that fire so I can speak in this hour, boy. You know what it is, man. I'm out here, man. I just picked up the donut for the fundraisers, man. I got the table in the back of the truck, you know what I mean?
All right,
ready
all right.
For the event we got coming up in a few hours.
You've got some of your
time. That's what we're trying to do, man. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, we really just trying to get to the point where we just give him all the time and let him do whatever he will with us, man. And see, I'm listening to this word, and I hear Wanda over there. What up, Queen? She said, man, if y'all don't know Jesus, man, you got to get to know him. And I couldn't help but hear it, you know what I'm saying? What it is, man, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't help but to hear the debate, you know, concerning the name of Jesus or Yahweh or Emmanuel being God with us or Adonai or El Shaddai or Jehovah.
What's your name?
Jehovah Nisi or Jehovah. Oh, man, come on now. Y'all don't want to know. Y'all don't want to know. Y'all don't want to go there so we can grow. You know what I mean? They don't want to go there so we can grow because last time I checked when hey, man, he said, I am that I am. And he said, I become all things. He said, I become by all things so that by all means that I can catch some. So, you know, if he got to be Yahweh, he going to be Yahweh. If he got to be Yeshua, he going to be Yeshua. If he got to be Jesus, he going to be Jesus. If he just got to be the Christ, then he going to be the Christ. Because last time I checked, he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. So, you know, whatever you choose to call him, that ain't my concern. All I'm supposed to do is compel you to call him. Now, when he decides to answer, that's on him. But, hey, I can't choose when I'm supposed to compel you to call him because he told me to go into these highways and hedges. Matter of fact, I'm out here in these streets right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm out
there
here in these streets right now.
There is no other
right
name.
Now.
Give
you know what I'm saying?
Mean,
so ain't no other name. Ain't no other name with no power in it. Ain't no power in the name of Genesis.
Yep.
Ain't no power in your name, Oasis. What?
Nah,
you're right. Come on. It's when hip hop meets the what? Come on, man. It's when hip hop meets the Christ. Because we can do all things through the Christ that strengthens us. So, you know, we need that strength, that power. That's what I'm standing on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, check this out, man. I'm going to be right back, man. I'm going to press pause for a minute, man, for the call. I got to go inside and grab these speakers, man, with DJ Chris Cream. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all
right
gravy.
On when hip-hop meet the Christ.
Jill, according to God's mercy, he saved us.
Yes,
and guess
is.
What else? He justified us, too. Uh-oh. Yeah. He already justified you. You're justified by faith in Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Justified by God's grace. He's the judge. You know what I'm talking about? Unto us, a Savior is born. Yeah. Unto us, a Son is given. And there is no other name given given unto men by which we must be saved. There's no other name under heaven. He said it. Jesus came in and named all the names. All the names God. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. But there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved, which is
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. For sure. This is what hip-hop meets the Christ, man. One man. Children. We'll be right back after these messages.
What's up, y'all? This is DJ Official, and here it is. Eternal Cypher, repping the Lord Jesus Christ to the fullest. It's going down, it's going down. Now first up to battle's my man.
God's not arbitrary, he's always got a rhyme and reason. He's sovereign, that's a divine line of reason. Holy, you can catch us with kind of reason. By whoever disrespects the vow to Caesar. He's holy, man, the culture needs him. They can't define life apart from seasons. This opportunity to walk in freedom and exalt the kingdom is
priceless as the bread, and I'm so hungry. Lord, give me some. Bid me to come. Not my will, but let yours be done. I spit bars for the thugs and the cars and the drunks and the bars and the fakes and the flaws. I'm here, I'm in it, not of it. Don't want it, don't covet it. I'm covered by the blood, broken hip, walk with the limp. God govern, even the rhyme utter the signs of the times coming. Keep seeking lyrics, looking to find someone like surprise. Your back is at the counter rap, the counter rap. The wraps around your mind is squeezed like when pythons attack. Me and my pythons is back to die. Catalan is tracked with all these MCs reasoned by like Freon on wax. It's free, y'all, no tax. What we came to offer, all Spencer, herbal arsonist. Plus flame came to spark, y'all. Jay Silas is solid for God. Plus Todd bangs with the truth. When this unit makes movement, they go to proof.
Yo, I spit for Jesus, live for Jesus. Roll with a squad of believers. Believe in God is Jesus. And by his spirit, we stay sharp as creases, darts, and hypodermic needles. Injecting the thoughts of Jesus. I walk with Jesus through the streets of Jersey City, praying God is with me. Cause they don't walk with Jesus. They walk with heaters and spark the cheaper. Quick to expire cats like parking meters. So I bring the noise like P.E. on my EP. Not to be considered hip-hop MVP, but still minister worldwide through mp3.com/BANGZ.
I live and die for the king of the universe. I spit it dudes to keep you in tune, cause I don't want you to hurt. Life is worth and nothing is free but death, except the one who gave life its breath. So expect the one who gave life his breath to inspect your steps. But don't be mad if he says, who's next? You can't do it. In order to step to the level of nuts, you gotta be with the sun, escape the hot of the death. He can put in perspective everything from right to left, top to bottom. If you got him, then you out of debt. Reject and you've claimed your set. So get prepped, cause this earth is the only heaven that you'll ever get.
The streets are embedded with thieves with speech impediments. You don't believe in dead and sin, but I recommend the chief veteran Christ Jesus, the president of this fleet of regiments, who taught Mike to the degree of the third. And you'll never hear a spit unless we speak in his word.
Don't mean to bore you with math, and I'm sure you can add, but only Jesus plus zero equals life, or you get wrath. I saw you in class. No way with that score you can pass. In this court you can bet that there's no way your lawyer could last. In fact, your lawyer needs a lawyer, cause your lawyer is bad. You're ignoring this dag. I better bring the truth up in this fact. I can prove that God booze and cause all of us bad. As the Jews, they used to have to slaughter a calf. There was a veil, but Christ's death tore it in half. No more war, so we all are calling him dead. We saw in the past how he got raw with his staff. We thought about crap to make this God Lord of our wrath.
It's free, y'all, no tax. Christ Jesus, the president of this freedom regiment. You know what I'm talking about? It's free, y'all, no tax. Yeah, we talking about the free gift, your free gift. You want it? You got to come through Jesus. Yes, sir. Better get this Jesus, man. Get this Jesus. For sure, man, your free gift. It's today's topic.
But before we move on, give God some of your time. Concert, that's just the name of it. Like Genesis said, we gonna give him all our time. You know what I'm talking about? He get that. You know what I'm talking about? But this is Give God Some of Your Time concert. Hip-hop gospel concert. Today at 5 o'clock p.m. Free concert, free food. Capitol Gateway Apartments, formerly known as Capitol Homes, downtown Atlanta. You know what I'm talking about? 89 Woodward Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. 30312. That's right. 89 Woodward Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. 30312. You ain't got to do nothing but come out, man. You will enjoy yourself. You get fed physically, and you'll get fed spiritually. You know what I'm talking about? Give God some of your time, hip-hop, gospel concert, 5 o'clock today. Free concert, free food. Got the best DJ in the world. DJ Krispy Kreme. Gonna be on the ones and twos. Yes, sir. We up in here. For sure, man, today's topic is your free gift. Yeah, your free gift, your own. Now, if you don't want it, hey, that's on you. When God says free, he ain't just saying free just to get you over there, get your attention, and then charge you on the back end. You know what I'm talking about? But your free gift is salvation. And salvation is God's free gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sin. Eternal life and forgiveness of sin. This free gift is given to us when we believe that Jesus, who is 100% God, 100% man, died for us and rose again. As soon as we believe in Christ Jesus, we are saved from the penalty of sin. Yeah, that's the only one going to do it. As we grow in the Lord, he continues to free us gradually from the power of sin. Mm-hmm. And someday, real soon, Jesus the Lord will save us from the presence of sin. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Be up in here, man. All right, let's get to the, going to the next scripture. Let's go to Luke. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. It's free, y'all, no tax. Christ Jesus, the president of this freedom regiment. Yeah. He makes you free. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed, man. Luke chapter number 15. Starting at verse 1. Not the window. Hanging out the window. Hanging out the window in the middle of the bits all. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window hitting Satan with these missiles. Luke 15. Ah, yeah. Fire, man. And I breathe the fire, man. Opened up my mouth, fell up cruising fire lions, man. Yes, sir. Shout out to the homie Genesis. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's on. Love it.
Yep.
All right, let's go. Luke chapter 15. Verses 1 through 7, it says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners, eats with them. So he spoke this prayer. Look at him, man. I mean, he came to die for the sinners. He came to save the lost. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 3, Luke 15. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness? I'm talking about leave the 99 in the wilderness now and go after the one which is lost until he finds it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me. Yes, sir. Want them to be happy too. For I have found my sheep which was lost. Verse 7 says, I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven. Hold on. Let me crank the record up on this one. Y'all ready to get this? Let's go. We're going to hang out the window. Let's go in heaven's window.
Mm-hmm.
All right, verse number 7. I say to you that likewise. Likewise. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. One sinner repenting going to make heaven go, oh. They're going to be like, turn out for what? Somebody just repented. One person just repented and came to the Lord.
Yeah.
I say to you, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Now, we could be sitting up here doing all these concerts, making all these songs, writing all these books, everything, feeding the folks. I'm talking about everything. But if ain't nobody coming to Jesus, then we ain't, it's all in vain. You know what I'm talking about? But we know Christ compelling them through us, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there's no joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. And I know, when Wanda got it out there in her life, I know she, God done drew way more than one person, to him through her, as well as Genesis.
Yeah.
I know what he was doing on his job, you know what I'm saying? He was preaching to them, regardless.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And I know God used me too. You know what I'm saying? So it's him doing it. Because all we're doing is lifting up his son, exalting Jesus. And when we exalt Jesus, he said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men to myself. I'm not trying to get nobody drawn to me. You know what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah.
Getting his kingdom, man. I'm trying to get you for our Father, our God. And that's real, man. Let's move on. We got two more scriptures, and that's going to be it, man. John, chapter number 3. John, chapter number 3. Hanging out the window in the middle of the missiles. Yes, sir. I'm out the window. John, chapter number 3.
Mic check.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the song. What's up, cuz?
It's your homie, man. You know what I'm saying? This one live. This ain't even the song. This ain't even recorded. This one live. You know what I'm saying? I need to piggyback right quick, man, before you go where you going at, man. That right there just kind of gave me a little comfort because, sometimes you feel like, Lord, you know what, man? I might be a little too radical. I might be a little bit off the chain. But see, he said you will know my disciples by the love that they show. And the word does say that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I guess, man, you didn't even know that you was ministering to me. So I guess that's the confirmation that I'm still in his will.
Hallelujah.
As long as I open my mouth and proclaim the good news, no matter how it comes out, as long as I'm proclaiming the good news, for some reason, he keeps drawing them. Not to me, but to him.
That's right.
And I see now through that is him saying, okay, I still got my hand on you. Boy, what you thought? It was you? I dare you to stop.
That right?
I dare you to stop. So I can't stop. We hanging out the window. We popping them, hitting them with these missiles. What?
That right. Blowing them up.
That word
throw some
God.
Grenades
that
out there,
God.
Too.
Yeah, that two-headed sword, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You got
fire,
to know
man.
It. You got to know it. Y'all just got me stirred on up, man. We've been out here cooling and laughing, man. I got up this morning, bro, like, this is a live radio broadcast, but, I don't know what I was thinking, King O and Wonder. I tried to go eat breakfast with 3 fat dudes this morning, And I tried to keep up, man, but, let's just say, that is not the battle that I was supposed to fight, I lost,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Miserably is the word I think I could use.
I'd rather call you Young G instead of Fat G. Yes, sir.
I did not perform well at the buffet. I'm pretty sure that they mad that I even had the audacity to go and think I'm gonna eat all I can eat when I can't eat all I can eat. You know what I'm saying? So it was an experience. You know what I'm saying? That's DJ Krispy Kreme on the beat. That was also DJ Krispy Kreme eating up all that meat at the Golden Corral this morning.
Yeah, ain't good.
You know what I'm saying? Just let y'all know he on them tracks too. And if you, he on them tracks, and he say he on them snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get too much more better than that. Man, I got to go out here, man, and order these CDs, man. I keep getting 100 CDs, man. And for some reason, I keep ending up with no more CDs, man. What that mean, oh?
Keep doing what you're doing. King, let them continue to use you.
Yeah.
No matter what we think, it's what his will going to get done.
It's
you know what I'm talking about?
And matter of fact, speaking of that, what's that topic of the day, bro? What's that topic? Remind them in case they forgot.
Your free gift.
Free gift.
That free gift.
Wait a minute.
Free gift.
Free gift.
From God.
Uh-huh. Hold on, like quick, man, because I got to go up in here into this duplicating place and get DCD order permission here. The free gift. What gift that's free that gives like G-O-D?
Hey.
I don't think I heard. I'm going to say that one time, man. What gift is free that keeps giving like G-O-D?
Uh-huh.
You understand? See, you might give me some money, but then I'm going to spend that. You know what I'm saying? You might give me a hug, but after a while, I'm going to need another hug. But when he give me his word is the only thing I found to be sufficient enough to sustain me in and out of season.
What's that right now?
Yes.
I told you with the kingdom over here, we spit real fire flame, boy. It's wisdom over here. Come get you some if you need some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, his word is the only gift that keeps giving in and out of season. It never loses its flavor. What you mean? I'm saying. He told us he was God then, yesterday. He told us he was God. He was God a decade ago. I remember they running around Island Y2K. That was 14 years ago.
You
understand? They had us running around grabbing water. You know what I'm saying? Grabbing flashlights and getting MREs from the military surplus. Those are meals ready to eat for those of you who don't know. You know what I'm saying? We doing all that. They talking about the Mayan calendar said that it's going to expire at this date. The earth is going to do this and that, and the meteor is going to hit right here, right there.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have
Right.
Because he said that his word is that gift that keeps giving in and out of season. So he said he came to give you life, boy. Resurrection of the Christ, boy. Disrespect in the Christ, get your mind right. The wisdom to teach song. I told you, the anointed one, come and get some. Say they want that fire, here it come. God told me to burn these people with my tongue, here I come. And they shaking now. We exposing. Satan now. All that lying and that hating now. King status putting evil in their places now. Why work if you want to rumble? God told me he going to hit you with that thunder.
That's
a beautiful thing, King. It's a beautiful thing, man, because I'm riding around in these streets. And I'm wondering, man, all these people I see, I wonder if they know he, like he know me. Oh, man, what you saying? I said all these people I see, I wonder if they know he like he knows me. Meaning I wonder, do we have a relationship with the Father? See, I can get up every morning and flex. Like, I just got through arguing with my DJ. I don't know why DJ Krispy Kreme always trying me, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with him. But I said, boy, I'm a man of God. You know what I mean? You know how they get traditional with you.
A man of God.
I am a man. First of all, it ain't even spelled M-A-D. Where did that extra D come from? You know,
M-A-N-D.
M-A-N-D.
M-A-N-D. It's a proverb.
Like what? Is the anointing in the D? Because the D definitely ain't in the spelling of the word. So, you know, maybe the anointing is in the D. You know, I'm an anointed man of God. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
You know, so I just was telling him, man, you know, I'm a man of God, bro. I don't even care what you think no more. Who he think he is? Who he supposed to be? But I'm a man of God without the D. The D is silent if you need to have the D. The D is silent. I'm a man of God, y'all. What you mean? What you mean you're a man of God? Genesis, you got flaws, boy. You out here in these streets just like me. Genesis? What you mean? You a man of God. Huh? Genesis, wait a minute. You can't be no man of God. Because You ain't been to church, Genesis. You ain't been into that building, Genesis. What you mean, you a man of God? Huh?
Right,
wait a minute, man. Let me tell you something, boy. While you spectating and speculating, let me levitate because I know you hating, right?
Yeah.
See, God told me that I need to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. So as long as I love him with all my heart, my soul, and all my mind, boy, I'm a man of God. You understand me? So I appear to be filthy in your eyes. See, it's not my righteousness, but it's his righteousness. See, it's that free gift, y'all. See, it's that free gift. See, I didn't get to this position because of I was perfect or I was righteous. I got to this position because God said, it's my righteousness, boy. So I'm going to get the filthiest nigga that I can go and get.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to go get him. I'm going to go get the angriest man I can find. And I'm going to fight on his tongue. I'm going to get the most out of control one that I can see. And I'm going to put him in control under me is what he told me.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm ignited flame in these young friends, y'all. And now all he was scared because they've been looking for him, but he done came, y'all. He done came. He came back with guilt. What? He said his reward is going to be with him. So all those who've been sowing death, what you think you're getting, boy, if you reap what you sow?
Yeah,
so
hallelujah.
So if you confusion, what you think you're going to get? So if you've been sowing envy and hate, since you've been passed, they've been passing down this indoctrination to my people, telling my people that envy and hate or jealousy is stronger than love and admiration.
Wrong.
See, since you've been sowing that, and it's summertime now. See, the spring that came, that water done soiled on the ground. It done watered God's earth. Mm-hmm. That summertime, that sunshine is about to bring it. And I see the ground opening up, y'all. And I see them roses growing up from that concrete like Tupac was talking about. Man, Genesis, you talking about Tupac. You ain't no man of God. Boy, shut up. He in my heart.
That right.
Yeah. Oda told y'all, man, when he started this broadcast, I'm pretty sure he told y'all that this is when hip-hop meets the Christ.
That right.
He never said it was when hip-hop meets Genesis or Oasis or Wanda or Big Hurt or DJ Twisted Cream or whoever it may be that seems fit to join this team of kings in this kingdom. But this is when hip-hop meets the Christ.
Jesus.
Resurrection of life, the truth, y'all. So I know it's a little different how you get it over here. But I'm going to be honest with you. See, I'm that one that don't care. What you mean you don't care? Listen here, man. I came to get these youngins by any means necessary. That means if I got the bus there wide open, then, boy, I'm kicking your doors in with gasoline drawers on and a lighter in my hand.
Fireman.
Yeah. That's what time it is. Why? Because he said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world, so I ain't scared of you. But I'm afraid what might happen if I don't do what my father told me to do.
You're right.
Yeah. King, man, this one hip-hop meets the Christ, boy. We talking about that gift that's given freely, boy. We talking about that gift that's given freely. Ain't you got the love of God in your heart?
Let me get you back with that word, because we read this before you had tuned in, bro. This is Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 20. You know what I'm talking about? Get this to DJ Chris the Creek. It says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
Hold on. Run that Chris's track. Every, run that back. I'm going to put that in cream ear hole, man. Hold up. Run that back. What you say, King?
Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse 20 says, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
It's not a one, right?
No.
So basically, I guess what you're telling me is what I already had done read that says something like, for all have sinned and come to the glory of God, right?
Yes, sir. This is free gift. You ain't got to work for this.
He ain't bearing guilt because all have failed. But he said he came to pick them all back up.
Yes.
He came to pick you back up, y'all. Now, it's this. Yeah. Now, he ain't going to snatch you up. But if you say, pick me up, he going to get you up.
Hallelujah.
And if you say, keep me up, he going to hold you up.
Hallelujah.
How you know, Genesis? Because he sent me and all these other kings and queens around me to tell you to hold it up. Hey, boy, pull your pants up.
Amen.
God said, he can't get his man, bro.
Genesis. Let me jump in there, man. Hey, say something for the podcast. I got two more scriptures. We got to
hey,
make
on,
it down.
Get on in there. I'm walking up into the city place right now.
All right, quit your man. That's what it is.
I'll see y'all in a little bit, man. Hey, this the
in a minute,
man. Shining out, man. Hey, ain't number love for all God children, boy. It's kingdom. We got it if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, Mr. Pope.
Yes, sir. Oh man, come on, Mr. Grant.
Yeah, me.
Hold
that
it
was
up,
good
King.
One. That was good.
By Miss Griswold. That was Cream told me to tell you.
Yeah. All right, then. Yes, sir.
No,
ain't
no
wrong with laughing. Laughter is healing, like he said. Yes, sir. For sure, man. God, we trying to go ahead, man, so we can stay on point, be on time. We ain't on that CP stuff. We on that kingdom stuff. You know what I'm talking about? John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3, verses 3 through 8 says, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Verse 4 says, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water, which is, you know, Christ is the living water now. He ain't even talking about John Baptist. Unless one is born of water, Christ is the living water, born of Christ, and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. What they say these days, call a spade. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. You're either right or you're wrong. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Now, you're either the head or the tail. They've been showing their tail and trying to lead from their tail, but we the head. You know what I'm talking about? We upright.
Yep.
John made us upright. Verse 7 says, John chapter 3, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Don't try to figure it out. Because in verse 8 he says, the wind blows where it wants, where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. You can't tell where the wind starts. You might could try put your finger, you know, lick your finger, put it in the air, the wind coming from that way, but you don't know where, you know, where it started from, though. Yeah. And you don't know where it go when it's finished blowing. Yeah. So, you hear the sound of it, and you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. They're a mystery. You can't figure them out, because as soon as you think you figure them out, God done switched it on you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sir. So we just gonna keep on doing what we gotta do, Wanda. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Jesus died, let them kill him to pay for our sins that we committed against our holy God and Father.
Yeah.
Bring it back, DJ Screecher Scratch. Jesus died to pay for our sins that we committed against our holy God and Father.
Mm-hmm.
God also raised Jesus up from the dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He did it. God raised Jesus up from the dead, man. One more chapter.
Yeah,
one more. This is the last verse I'm going to read today. We got to dip, you know. We got to get it cracking. Acts chapter number 17, though. Acts chapter number 17, we starting at verse number 24, and we'll read to verse number 31. Acts chapter number 17, verse 24 through 31. Juan, do you want to read it?
Yeah.
All right.
God, who made the world and everything in it, is Lord of heaven and earth. He doesn't live in temples made with human hands, nor is God served by man hands, as though he needed something, since he is the one who gives life, breath, and everything else.
Right, hold on. Let me stop you right there. Now, it says he ain't worship with men's hands as though he needed anything. Now, don't be sitting up here, I'm going to worship God because he needs praise. Since he don't need nothing. Because it says he the one that gives life to all. And he gives all things and gives breath to everything. Go ahead, Juan. I'm ready. Go ahead. Verse 26. Go ahead.
Okay, verse number 26. From
take
one
your
power person.
With this one too, please.
Okay, for one person, God created every human nation to live on the whole earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands.
You said from one person?
From one person.
One blood, okay. Every nation of men came from one blood. Everybody's blood is red. I don't care what kind of types. No color, one blood, all humans. All right? Verse 27, go ahead.
Okay, God made nations so they would seek him, perhaps even reach out to him and find him. In fact, God isn't far away from any of us. In God we live, move, and exist. As some of your own poets said, we are his offspring. Therefore, as God's offsprings, we have no need to imagine that the divine being is like a gold, silver, or stone image made by human skill and thought. God overlooks ignorance of things in time past, but now directs everyone everywhere to change their hearts and lives.
Wanda, can you read verse 30 again? Let me get verse 30 again, please.
Yes, yes. God overlooks ignorance of things, of these things in times past, but now directs everyone everywhere to change their hearts and lives. Verse 31. This is because God has set a day when he intends to judge the world justly by a man he has appointed. God has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what we're talking about, the free gift. All found in Jesus, made from one blood, one man.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 31 says, he going to buy that same man who he ordained. He's giving assurance to this, to all by raising him up from the dead. Yeah, talking about Jesus.
Yes.
God gives breath. God gives life. And God gives all things to all people. Yeah, I bring it back. Scripture scratch. God gives breath. God gives life. And God gives all things to all people. God made all of us humans from one blood. We all, everybody on the face of this earth, should seek the Lord. He is not far from each one of us. We are the offspring of God. Repent now. Repent now. Repent now. Turn to Jesus. He will help you. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Do you accept your free gift from God today?
Hallelujah.
Today, when you hear his voice, answer him. Father, thank you for another broadcast. Thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Yes.
Thank you for your presence and your power and your anointing. Thank you for Jesus.
Yes.
Continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you will have us to go. Father, continue to bless everybody who tuned into this broadcast. Who will tune into it.
Yes.
Draw us closer to you. Let us exalt Jesus. Help us to fight our flesh and kill the egos the more and be humble unto you, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would bless this concert. Keep it for your glory, Father. Don't let anything or anybody come in there and try to change it or nothing. Let your anointing, your presence and power and glory be so strong there that they don't even be able to rise up and say nothing. Just like you did for Ananias, with Ananias and Sapphira when they stood before your true disciple. Father, let your will be done. We are doing this for your glory. We're going to exalt you like you told us to do, Father. And you let your will continue to be done in the name of Jesus. We pray and I thank you. Get all your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic. Your free gift. Your free gift. Do you accept it today? You want it? What you gonna do, huh?
Amen.
We'll holler at y'all next Saturday. Hope to see y'all at the concert over there, downtown Atlanta, Capitol Avenue and Memorial Drive, man. Make it right. First apartments that you get to. We'll be up in there at 5 o'clock until. We'll holler at y'all next Saturday, man. Continue to pray for us and continue to spread the word. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we ain't going nowhere. Deuces.
Hallelujah.
Dreaming of you, it happens every time. I want you. questions, like how did I get here? Question, was it through a natural selection? No, sir, it was a master selection. He did it at his discretion, according to his own will, like the Fresh Prince. Decided who we put breath in. We're life starts, we're death ends. Yeah, now that's quite impressive. I know that you intended for us all to be best friends. Yeah, but that was still deficit. Came into the world to put us all in deficit. Yeah, which led to my next question. Is there any hope in this depression? Yeah, you said the answer is yes, and then you sent the kinsman redeemer to
you death. Made it all. And the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out, Lord, how long? Then you sent the Redeemer to come along and restore what was lost. You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried.
In the song, we're reminded that you're sovereign. It was all on schedule. Yeah, you brought light into the dark when you died on the cross, but that was just a flesh wound. Cause death couldn't hold you, so you rose up with all power in your right hand. You left gifts for the whole crew, and you overloaded us with power.